Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the Spotlight with Simone Herodin.
As always, we are very excited to be catching up with Simone Herodin. If you can run fast enough in heels, you will catch her. Good morning, Simone.
I love that introduction. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Simone. Just enjoying this very subtle changes in the weather as the nights become longer, the mornings are slower. It's an interesting time in the Western Cape because everybody's all croaky and froggy, but we're also getting some much needed relief from the harsh heat that we've had of late.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm sure as we go in, autumn is actually one of my favorite seasons, especially the hues, the colors as the dis. I think it's called deciduous trees, eh? They lose their leaves and the colors change. I just absolutely love it.
Yes, it's like there's a new kaleidoscope that happens in the seasons. It's quite special. Simone, we are looking forward to hearing from you about what's on at the theater. So over to you. What can we look forward to?
Janet, I think you've just described what's happening at the theatre at the moment in your previous description that you used, a kaleidoscope. There's a kaleidoscope of productions at Artscape during this week and for the rest of the month. We've just over the weekend said goodbye to Dear Evan Hansen that had quite a successful
I know. How amazing.
Yeah, but we are looking forward to the forthcoming productions. And on at the moment is Cape Town City Ballet's Giselle. And I think what is a part one of the I went to the opening night on Saturday evening, and one of the things that really touched my heart was actually the utilization of the UCT Symphony Orchestra. I mean, you know, the absolute talent that we have, the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra is brilliant, but one would think, oh, it's the UCT Symphony Orchestra. They are just as amazing as what any professional international orchestra is. And obviously, they were under the baton of Maestro Brandon Phillips. You cannot expect anything less. So that is running up until the end of this weekend. Cape Town City Ballet Giselle. It is an absolutely amazing production, not to be missed.
Wonderful. And one of the classics that we all see. And we see it in whatever version. There's quite a few in our legacy. So looking forward to that. That's great stuff. And what else are we looking at?
Yes, for those who need some spirituality and some food for the soul, there's an intimate worship is a gospel concert on this week, on the 15th of March. And it's with Nontukoza Mkhizi, Koli Mkwaba, and Kola Toto, amongst others. So they are quite well-known gospel singers in for their market. The show is actually selling quite well. It's in the Opera House, which takes up to 1,500 people, and we have close on to 1,000 ticket sales for this production. So
that's phenomenal.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then the Mosque Theatre that's situated out in the southern suburbs will be celebrating the incredible legacy of over 35 years at Artscape. It's a benefit concert for the Mosque Theatre. I think everyone can still empathize that because of the pandemic that we had or the past about 4 or 5 years ago now, we still need to recover, or a lot of arts institutions still need to recover, or fully recover from that bit of break that we had with arts and entertainment. So the Masked Theatre is one of them, and Artscape is assisting by providing the venue for them to raise some much needed funds to keep this theatre going.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. What a
And
legacy there, too. How interesting.
exactly. I mean, see, over 65 years, which is actually longer than Artscape has existed, as the Nicole Milan before when it opened in 71, to what we know as Artscape now.
Wonderful. So we've
And for
got
this,
Giselle, we've
yes.
got gospel retreats, we've got the celebration of the Masked Theatre. Lots of excitement, lots happening at the Artscape. Is there something significant you would like to tell us that is taking off and that we need to be aware of?
I think one of the significant things that's taking off, that's we are, well, we the producers are in the final moments of putting the show together, that I cannot wait to attend, is the amazing tribute that we are going to showcase in partnership, in collaboration with the Western Cape government, as well as the producers of Alistair Isabel, amongst others, is the amazing tribute to the legendary David Cromer, who started making music in the 70s, and we're going to pay tribute to him in a production on the 12th of April. So there are still some time to book those tickets, and come and enjoy, and not just pay tribute, but also have an amazing night of just joining with us, with these songs, which includes Macy Sonder Sokkies, the Skip Skop, the
Oh,
Baboon
yes,
Song.
all the favorites.
Exactly, and I mean, who can forget Hier sit die manne in die Royal Hotel?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I think that's going to be quite a throwback. And people are going to be lining up to snap those tickets up.
Yes, and also the other amazing production on the 20, starting on the 25th to the 27th, is Cape Ballet Africa's Breathwords, and this is the inaugural production at Artscape, celebrating their 1 year anniversary of existence, headed by Debbie Turner, who was former CEO of Cape Town City Ballet, and obviously she also had a former and it is that the much celebrated Spanish choreographer Nacho Duarte is actually coming out to South Africa to assist with the choreographing of this production of Breathworks, and it is in support with the kind support of the Embassy of Spain in Pretoria and the Spanish consulate in Cape Town. So this is an amazing production that also includes Kirsten Isenberg's Reverie, which is the ethereal masterpiece set to Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2, that is part
Well,
of the
we've got
people.
new, we're celebrating new, we're celebrating legacies like 65 years old. We've got some international flavor, we've got some classics. Well, Simon, you've ticked all the boxes. What can we say? And yet again, we are spoiled for choice.
Absolutely spoiled for choice, including Cape Town City Ballet continuing the summer season with the double bill of Mozart. They're staging Mozart's Requiem. I'm absolutely looking forward to that, as well as the pas de deux. I never knew that there existed a pas de deux in ballet, because we only hear of pas de deux, but a pas de deux is a dance of 10. This obviously 10 in French, of the Ballet Raymonda, and that is from the 21st of March. Such a lot happening at Artscape, Janet.
Well, we couldn't have it in better hands than the team that is there. They are able to cope with great grace under pressure, and we get to enjoy the front end sitting in those comfortable seats and watching the magic happen on stage. So thank you, Simon, for joining us yet again, bright and early on Jet Setting with
It's
Janet.
been a pleasure always, and let's go jet setting to Artscape and jet setting all over the arts.
Wonderful. We look forward. We are game. We're there for the ride.